Okay, so today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. Just imagine, we'd be back in Shabbos, we'd be talking about Rishina Bar Yochai on this daf, and the whole story of Lamed Gimel Ba'Omer, and it would all be great. Okay, so yesterday we finally managed to understand the case in our Mishnah, sort of a strange kind of case, in which we have a branch that extends outward, and therefore there's a problem that we can't apply Rava's imaginary mechitzas for tchumim that would turn the arba ames of the Adam who is sheves at the base of the tree into one full area. That's what complicated the understanding of the Mishnah. We now have to have a branch that extends outside of those arba ames so that we can start dealing with the problem. Nonetheless, asked the Gemara yesterday if we could work it out in such a way that it would be shayach to be machnis, the eruv, into my arba ames, there shouldn't be a problem. And therefore, we didn't understand why, if we have an area that is a carmelis, or whatever the situation is, the milo miyasar, let me climb up, I can carry it along, and bring it from a makam tur, basically. Bring it to my area, or pachas pachas mi arba ames, or whatever the case is, as long as I can do it without any isadirai. So answers the Gemara. Starting about the extension of the eruv was an amud, essentially, the equivalent of an amud tisha, which has a din of Rosh Hashanah in Mamish, which means that Asarat Rochem above that is still carrying in the Avir of Rosh Hashanah. If I carry Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and I go through the Avir of Rosh Hashanah, I'm still going to be Chayim, so it doesn't help me anything. So therefore, I have a problem of the Erev in one place, and in another place, we can't get together, and Snishgut. That's what we were up to. Now, the only way that we got the Mishnah to work was by saying that Bein Hashmashot, we'd be able to get this Erev working, even though it's on an Ilan, and even though it would be Usar on Shabbos, because Bein Hashmashot, we're going according to Rabbi, who holds that everything that is Usar, only Mishum Shvut or Shvot, there's no problem Bein Hashmashot, only about the famous Machlokas, Rabbi Verabonim, we never got to that Machlokas. Today, the Gemara wants to talk about where that is, that Machlokas. Interesting, that Machlokas, the main place of that Machlokas is here, in our Sugya, but it's in a Braita that further complicates the case of our Mishnah. So in the Braita it goes like this, the Tanya. Natano bi'ilan l'mala mi'asarat vachim en eruv o'eruv. L'mata mi'asarat vachim eruv o'eruv. It's fine, sounds like our Mishnah, everything's fine. But asur liklo, of course you wouldn't be able to take it on Shabbos, because even if it was l'mata mi'asara, doesn't mean ben hashmashot, obviously ben hashmashot asur liklo, then it wouldn't be any good. But tomorrow on Shabbat, if you want to take your Erev, you're not going to be able to take it even Lamata Mi'asara because of the problem of the Yisr of Shimush B'ilah. Nonetheless, we don't have a problem with the Kinyan HaErev because the Kinyan HaErev is Bein HaShmashot. This turns out to be Rebbe Shita. Well, that's what we understood our Mishnah anyway. It's just clarifying in the Braita that what we figured out yesterday, the whole complicated gift, it speaks about the Feirush. By throwing in the fact that don't think that you would be able to be mishtamish b'ilan. Indeed, there is a problem of shimish b'ilan. And if you wanted to take the ilan tomorrow, the eruv tomorrow, you won't be able to take the eruv tomorrow. So then, why is it a kosher eruv? Because tomorrow it's aser b'ein hashmashot. But sorry, the kinyan eruv, there's no problem. So in other words, the braita by adding that simple word of aser litlo already forces us to confront the issue of the yisur tashmish b'ilan. And brings out very clearly that the Isser tomorrow doesn't affect the Kinyan HaEruv today. B'toch Shlosha. Now, if the Eruv would be Munach within three Tvachim of the ground, then even tomorrow you would be able to be Neitel the Eruv. Why? Because as we know, there's no Isser of Shibush Bilan as long as it's some of the Karka is considered to be Karka Ava. It's all lovely to the ground, so it's as if you're on the ground. We had the case of Hayushor Hashav, Lamata Mishlosha Tvach. You could sit down on the roots of the tree. Are you being Mishtamish B'ilan? It's Lamata Mishlosha. Therefore, it's considered to be sitting on the ground, so it's not a problem. Now, and here's where it gets a little complicated. Not no, Bekalkala, Vital Obilan, Afil Lamala Miasar Tvach, Beruva Yeruv. This is very strange. If you put it in a basket, and the basket is hanging on the Ilan, even if it's Lamala Miasar Tvach, so l'chora, we have a problem. If it's l'mala mi'asara tvachim, so then it's in a reshut hayachid, and then how would you be able to get it over? I mean, we already established that it's not a kosher eruv if it's in a reshut hayachid. If it's in a kalkala. Okay, we'll have to figure this out. then it would be kosher even lamala mi'asara tvachim. So says Rebbe. Whereas the Chachomim omrim, now we don't know what the Divrei Rebbe was, I mean just that last case. And the Chachomim omrim, kol makom shasur litlo eni ruvoi ruv is the last case only. So that we're going to see in a moment. But the Chachomim say, no, if you can't use your Eruv on Shabbat, you can't be kodesh the Eruv on Erev Shabbat either, because there's no such thing as Bein HaShmashot saying it's mutter. Now, but let's just figure out, what are the Chachomim referring to? The Chachomim omrim, wherever you can't take it, you don't have a kosher Eruv. But which case were they referring to? What were they saying on the case is Ilema Aseifa? So what are they saying? The Seifa is where Rebbe said he put it in the Kalkala, the Eruv is an Eruv. Come along, Rabbanu, and they say, Kalkala is not going to help you for nothing. Because you're not allowed to carry it out of the Kalkala, even though it's on the side of the tree. Because what else could they be arguing about? Nothing but Kalkala. I mean, what is it? So what's, in other words, Rebbe seems to be saying if it's in a basket, there's no problem of Shemesh B'ilan. And they're saying, even if it's in a basket, there's a problem of Shemesh B'ilan. We know we had this question before, the old hammock question. Somebody's on the side of a tree. So are you trying to tell me that what? The Leimah Kasavi Rabbanan studied Masurim. The Rabbanan over here holds at the side of a tree, even though you're not being mishtamish with the Ilan itself, that nonetheless it's considered to be Asur. So we're going to bring a riot from over here that the Rabbanan holds studied Merasur. Whereas before nobody said that there was a Rabbin, a Rabbanan who held that studied is Asur. But that's really amazing. Rabbi, now we stop fine. The Brahis are taking for granted that the Tanoim, the Chachamim, all that Stanim is also, and that this wasn't an issue before. We had our little Machloikas. Impossible. I mean, not that it would really work anyway, because we'd have to figure out the case that according to Rebbe, the Kalkala helps because it's Tidei Ayilan, which really doesn't change anything, since it's and we had the problem. According to Rebbe, we don't need the Kalkala, because it Bebe Nashmash is muttering without Tidei Ayilan, so it must be that it's coming to address something else. Okay, fine, but it certainly can't be that that's the case. So then when the Rabbanan are arguing, what are they arguing on? Not the problem of the Kalkala, they're arguing the Chlal. Rebbe said that if you're not allowed to eat the Erev tomorrow, it doesn't matter. To take the Erev tomorrow, it doesn't matter. Because Bein HaShmashot, you could take the Eruv. So they're arguing on that. They're going back to the Reisha. They're saying, if Asar Litlai, Lamala Miasar, why Asar Litlai, Lamala Miasar? Because it's Shemesh B'ilan. So then, I don't care whether it's Lamala Miasar or Lamala Miasar. So wherever the case would be, if you can't take it, so then you don't have a kosher Eruv. Now, so that's the Machlokas Rebbe Barabbo. This is what we've been referring to all along. Asks the Gemara, but now I'd like to understand the case better. Okay, given I understand that the case is similar to the case in our Mishnah, fine. It's outside of his Arba'amas and so on, but explain to me what kind of tree we're talking about. Ha'ilan hechidami. Idalet be'arba'ah, what doesn't have four tvachim by four tvachim. If it doesn't have four tvachim by four tvachim, so what's the problem? Then it's a makom patur. Something that's less than four tvachim by four tvachim. And it's and it's lamala mishleisha, so it's a makom patur. So why do I have a problem of bringing the eruv? I mean, there should be no problem at all. If that's the case, I have no problem at all. Here, let me take the eruv and I'll take it to myself. I mean, it's not even an issur d'rabbanan. I don't even have to come on to the Rebbe's heter for Ben Hashmashas. So then, why would we say an eruv? Well, because he's on the bottom. So he's on the bottom and he's taking it from a makom patur to Yisrael. This is similar to the case where you have something on the askufa. You're allowed to carry. No. The askufa. You're allowed to carry. The askufa is even not an amud. Amud we use it for backpacks. It's a rest on it. Askufa is a threshold. So if you have a case of a threshold, the malam shloshim tefachim. So the mutter with nei reshut rabbi, a man with nei reshut yachid, as long as they don't transfer from one another. And even if they did, it wouldn't be an issur d'oraisa. Certainly over here, so your eruv is on the askufa. Essentially, you're telling me. No. So I can take it into Rishut HaRabim. So what's the... Why would we have the Chalal problem of Gup Rishut HaChad, Eruv HaRishut HaChari, but thank you very much. Even if it's L'malam Yasar, what are we saying that L'malam Yasar to Rishut HaYachid, and therefore we won't be able to get it? Vidi Yitzvei Arba Arlamot. We're talking about that it has four Tvachim. So I understand. So Rebbe says, even if it's L'malam Yasar Tvachim, if you put it in a Kalkala, then it becomes Mutter. What kind of craziness is that? If you put in the Kalkala, how does that help? The Kalkala, as far as I can imagine, the only thing the basket will do is it helps turn it into Tidei Ayilan. But, I mean, according to Rebbe, Tidei Ayilan is Bechlal, not an issue. Elamai, you're going to tell me, but if you put it into Kalkala, the Kalkala is a Makom Patur. No, because the Kalkala is an extension of the Rishus that the Erev is on. because it's like Chayre Rishus Hayachid in the shelf. The din is that Chayre Rishus Hayachid is a din of Rishus Hayachid. It's not going to make any nafkamina if you have a shelf. You're going to say, but the shelf, it doesn't have 4x4. I don't need it for it to have 4x4. If it's the Tashmish for the Bnei Rishus Hayachid, it's part of Rishus Hayachid. If we've established that the tree has 10 tefachim in height and has 4 tefachim in width, therefore we're dealing with Rishus Hayachid. Adding a basket doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't give me any new heterim. I don't understand why Rebbe says, but if it's in a basket, then there's no problem. But if there's no problem, why is there no problem?
Is there no problem to get taking the actual fruit from the moment, or is it back to navigation?
I don't understand. You mean Stidei Ha'ilan? We just said that Rebbe doesn't have a problem anyway with Stidei Ha'ilan. So what do you add with a basket? So ask the Gemara, said, he not know the Kalkala Mayhavi. I don't understand. If we've already proven that the tree has to have 4, otherwise there's no problem of putting it in the Malami Asur anyway. Because it's just an Amokam Ptur, and I'd be allowed to bring the Erev to me. So then how does putting it in a basket, if there's a Rishus HaYochid, change anything? Omer Ravina says, let me explain this to you. The case is a little bit more complex than that. The Reisha indeed is very straightforward. Because I don't need to deal with the Kalkala and the Reisha. So Rashi is talking about the standard case. Same case we had in our Mishnah. It has its real Rishus Rabin, Yochid, Ispe Arba'a. But what Rebbe is saying when he says if you put it in a basket, obviously it can't mean anything about Stidei Ha'ilan. Obviously it can't change the reality of Chayr Rishus HaYochid. There's only one possibility. I know it sounds crazy. There's only one possibility. What Rebbe is saying is that if the Ilan itself wouldn't have made it a Rishus HaYochid, why? Because it doesn't have Arba. And you added now an extension to the tree, which is a basket. So you put it in the basket. Now, the kalkala is what's mashlimatoli arba. So we've now created a new case. This new case involves two new issues. What are the two new issues? Can the extension of the kalkala be viewed as its own new Rishut HaYachid? How could that be? It's hanging in midair. It could be a Rishut HaYachid by having the edges of the basket go down to the ground. After all, we had the case back in Shabbos about a basketball court. So where you have an Amud Rishut HaYachid, you have a basket on top of the Amud, and the question is, if you throw a ball into the basket and it lands in the basket, is it considered to be throwing from Rishut Rabim into Rishut HaYachid? So we had a Shita there, if you recall, we had this case many times back in Shabbos. So that was Rabbi Yosef reviewed his case, we'll be talking about again, which is exactly basketball. And he said over there it's considered to be a itzah, because the basket itself is a machitza. Right? Okay, so that's one issue that's involved over there. Another issue that's involved over there is like this. If the traskal itself, which I'm going to assume is the case over here, the kalkala is mashlimatoli arba. So between the tree and the basket, you have 4. There's only one problem. The tree is solid. Now, how in the heck are you going to include the area of the basket, let's say, which was 2x4, and you're going to now add the area of the tree, which is another 2x4, except that it's solid wood? How can you add solid wood to the basket? But Rebbe Meir holds chokikin lahashlim, in which case we hollow out places that are solid. Remember, we just had this before about the case of the mezuzah, where the tefach came up like that, and we hollow out upwards to turn the doorway into a real door, legabi the chiyev of mezuzah. So as long as we had arba that was above shalosh, so it was a petach that began, we had a total height to the midpoint of atzara, we said, okay, according to Rabbi Meir, just spread it out, so to speak. So now you have a real petach of arba al asara. Says Rabbi, okay, here's the issue in our case as well. According to Rabbi Meir, if I've got place to hollow out on the tree, so now I could have 4x4 in terms of the kalkala itself. And now I would have a problem of Rishut HaYachid. You would think, comes along Rebbe to tell me a big chiddush. If I put it into the kalkala, and now I have arba larba, which is l'malam yasara, I can still have a kosher eruv, despite the fact that I'm on the bottom of the tree, and this in Rishus Rabim at the trunk, as we explained yesterday, and this thing is l'mala, and you would say it needs to be in a, it needs to be in the same Rishus, and here it's in Rishut HaYachid. No, it's not a Rishut HaYachid, for some reason. Now the question is, then what do I need the kalkala for at all? But you just told me it's not a Rishut HaYachid would be. So what am I throwing in this basket for at all? I understand. What do I need this basket? But according to Rebbe, there's no problem. You want to tell me a chiddush that even though there is a basket, there's still no problem, then don't tell me that the basket makes it kosher. You're telling me before it was awesome. Now, but if it's a basket, now it's mutter. If I add the basket, it's mutter. I don't need the basket. If you, the basket doesn't turn into rishus hayah. The chiddush, says the Gemara, is a completely new issue that we never spoke of before. And that is, does an Eruv have to be in a Mokum Chashuv? Can an Eruv be hanging in midair and be kosher? Suppose you suspended an Eruv on magnets. Yeah. Would it be a kosher Eruv? Now, I mean, a similar case of suspending is you have a little pole, and the pole is 10 tefachim high, so it doesn't, it's not a Rishus HaYachid. It's fine, welcome to a Rakov HaSeder. The Eruv is perfectly okay, it's right next to you, but it's not on anything. Is that a kosher Eruv, or is the din, there are din of Hanachat Eruv? You can't put a spell on an Eruv to keep it in midair. So because of the fact, this Tosfos understands the whole point, otherwise we could say, okay, good, we set a case in order to know that the Karkola doesn't become a Rishus HaYachid in the Seder, no? No, because it says, Mashmish, come tell me some big Kiddush over here with the Karkola. That is Matir. Without the Karkola, it wouldn't be Matir. What is that Kiddush? Therefore, says the Gemara, there's a new issue the Rebbe is coming to tell us. That even though I implied earlier that it's quite all right if I have the Eruv on the tree Lamata Miasara. Okay, in the case where Zomala Miasara will be in a Rishut HaYachid, I can't be in one Rishus and have this in another Rishus. I won't be able to get it to me. That's Piyuv Eruv Mokamecha. But if I have a Kalkala, then I don't have the problem with Rishut HaYachid. I do address the other issue. What's the other issue? Does the Eruv have to be in a Mokam Ptur, in a Mokam Choshev? Therefore, Taina's Ravina, so Ravina's interpretation is full of immense novelty. Comes along Ravina and says, the point that Rebbe is making is like this. Of course, the Reisha is a straightforward case. And if you call that straightforward, you know. But the whole complexities of where exactly it is and why it's not within his arc, fine. But okay. So the Reisha is talking about where you have Arba'a. And indeed, if you have Arba'a, then you have Uv Rishut Rabim, Uv Rishut HaYachid. Please ignore the picture, because that would have been completely wrong, since we know that according to Rava, we don't care about the case in that picture, because we would say his own virtual mechitzas megabe the dinim of eruv tchumim provide the same space. We still have to say the case we said earlier, where we have an extension of the branch going up and that whole thing. That's still true. We haven't gotten away from it. Okay. In this case, the point is that the seifa doesn't have arba'ah. Therefore, there ought to be no problem. Even in bringing the Eruv to me, should be no problem. The Kalkala is Mashlimatola Arba'a. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Meir that we had earlier, who says Chokekin Lashlim by the case of the invisible door, in which all I had was a triangle whose base was 4 Tvachim, and whose apex was 10 Tvachim, and was raised 3 Tvachim from the ground. I have a kosher door. Why? Because I turn the triangle into a square by cutting out two triangles on either side, from its bottom to its apex. So that's how Rebbe Meir holds. And furthermore, he holds like Rebbe Yehuda. And Rebbe Yehuda holds an Eruv that's suspended is not a kosher Eruv. Putting the two together, what we come out with is, Sofa like Rebbe Meir, Damra Chokekin Lahashlim. And therefore I now have, because of the Kalkala Makom of Arba'a, Ayol Taina, if I have a Makom of Arba'a, so then I have a real Rishut HaYachid. And if I have a real Rishut HaYachid, so why isn't it? No. I don't have a real Rishut HaYachid because I don't have Mechitzot coming down to the ground. And I can't use the Mechitzot of the Kalkala. Later, the Gemara is going to ask, aha! So in other words, you hold that if you're playing basketball, that it's not considered to be carrying from Rishut Rabbim to Rishut HaYachid. Fine, we'll see. Does it argue on the Rabbi Yossi Shita? That's going to come later. But first of all, we have to establish a Rishut HaYachid Gomor. It's zikr not considered to be Rishus HaYachid Gom. Okay. So why am I interested, therefore, that I should be Chokekin Lashlim? Because Sava Laka Rebbe Yehuda, the Yama Be'inan Eruv, Agabe Makom Arba'a, Vileka. If you hold, however, like Rebbe Yehuda holds you need to have a Makom Arba'a, so therefore, if you wouldn't have had the Kalkala, so you wouldn't have a kosher Eruv. Without the Kalkala. Veleka means not you don't have it now. It means Veleka. Without the Kalkala, you wouldn't have had it. Therefore, it wouldn't have been kosher because it's in a Mokum Tur. No, wouldn't help you because it's suspended in midair. And because of that, Rebbe says, but. Now, of course, Ravina figured out the but. I mean, what was the problem? But. In other words, in a case where the problem is not carrying it, but rather is, how's the air suspended in midair? Ah, but if there's a basket, says Rebbe, then you address the issue of it being suspended in midair. It's not. It's in the basket. And the mela, it would be kosher. And therefore, in this case, we have all of the necessary requirements. My Rebbe Yehuda, where does Rebbe Yehuda say his halacha? To Tanya Rebbe Yehuda, and there, na'atz korah, v'rishut harabim, v'iniyach eruvo aleha. If you stick a pole in Rishut HaRabim, so if it's gavoa asara v'rechava arba'a, if it's 10 high and 4 by 4, so then eruvo eruv. V'im lav ein eruvo eruv. But if not, it's not a kosher. So what in the world are you talking about? It's the exact opposite. If it's 10 high and 4 by 4, it's in Rishut HaYakir and he's in Rishut HaRabim. How could you make it better by making it worse? What are you saying over here? Says the Gemara. Because we thought that imlav meant, if it's not a Asara Tvachim Hai, that's what we thought of it. It's not a Asara Tvachim Hai, then it's worse. How can it be worse? Kosher came that it's good. Lemaisa, I understand that it's also good in that case. Why? Because remember Rabbah's Chiddush yesterday. Since the Gabe Tchumi, your own Arba Amot extends around you and creates the equivalent of Mole. So, okay, it's not considered to be Rishut HaYachid vis-a-vis the halacha of Erevin. You're all in the same Rishus, just like Rabbah said about Iburo Shel Ir. It's a virtual Huvahem Rishus Achad. Fine. But I mean, I don't understand how you could possibly make it better by making it higher. I mean, I understand that it might still be kosher. What are you saying? Elohachikama. We made a mistake. He wasn't referring to, but if not, meaning if it wasn't gavoa asara. No. If not means, but if it's gavoa asara, but it's not arba al arba. That's the point. In other words, we're not talking, the height is zikr, we're talking about 10 tvachim high. If it's 10 tvachim high, and it's not what? Not 4 by 4, then you have a problem, because then it's not a good eruv. Why is that? Because it's suspended. Elohachikama. But the bottom line of what he's saying is, Gavoa Asara, Tzarech Shehei Berosha Arba'ah. But if Ein Gavoa Asara, Ein Tzarech Shehei Berosha Asara. As long as it's within the 10 Tvachim of the Rishut in which it's in, so then we say that it's considered to be Kluta Kamish Uncha. Being in that Avir HaRishut, it's on the ground for all intents and purposes. So it's in a Makom Chashuv. But you got it hanging in midair, above 10 Tvachim high, what is supporting it? Where's the Makom Chashuv that it's on? Say, if it's 4 by 4, then you have a Makom Chashuv. Less than that, you don't have a Makom Chashuv. That's what Rebbe was coming to say. Says the Gemara, this is amazing. You're telling me, come on, to Lok Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. So in other words, Ravina. What was Ravina's whole case built on? That a basket is not a Rishut HaYachid. Because if a basket was a Rishut HaYachid, then it's all very nice to tell me that if the Erev is in a chash of a place, yeah, you're darn right it's in a chash of a place. It's in such a chash of a place, it's in Rishut HaYachid, and we already explained that when it's in Rishut HaYachid, you cannot bring it into your own Rishut. So then it's not kosher. So how do you address the Kalkala becoming kosher? I don't understand. And it isn't kosher. Therefore, again, let us just contemplate the number of various issues that we have been dealing with, because this is a complex sugya. We've been talking about the chiyav of hu ve'eruvo b'makom echad. We've been talking about a separate issue, which is the accessibility of one's eruv at the time of the chalos of Shabbos, which led us to the machlokas Rebbe and Rabbanan about whether a dover that is osur mishum shvut is mutar ben hashmashot. Furthermore, we're dealing with the issue of does an eruv have to be munach b'makom chashuv. Furthermore, we've been dealing with the issue of the Machlokas Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim of Chukkin Lahashu. Furthermore, we've been dealing with the Chiddush of Rava, that when it comes to Tchumim and Erevim, we have a new definition of Rishus in terms of the problem that's associated uniquely with Erevim, of being in the same Rishus, which has nothing to do with the problem of can you get to your Erev, because it's all very nice to say you're in the same Rishus, it ain't going to help you if you have no access to your Erev, but fine. But if, Lamaisa, And therefore, we constructed a case where, even though you don't have a problem, the fact that it's lamala miyasar because your extensions are all around it, it's talking about a case where the branch went out of your arbamas, you don't have rubbas. At the end of the branch, it went upwards, and therefore, now you have to worry about whether it's tenfachim. We further have to deal with the question of amud tisha b'rishus harabim, that rabim or mechatzim alav has a din of b'rishus harabim, and therefore extends lamala. You can't be mevio derech alav. We furthermore have to deal with the question of whether it's tidei ilan or osir b'tashmish or not, legabi de kalkala. So we have a real delicious stew of nine different issues, which are so much fun to mix together and to see how we can put them into this little kugel over here. And now we're introducing a new problem. The new problem being, does basketball playing, if your ball lands in the basket, end up being chilul shabbos? So, the Gemara now is concerned with the fact that Ravina seems to have cavalierly ignored the halacha of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, because he's the one who said all along, so come on, the halacha of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, under Natz Kanav Rishut Rabbim, you put a pole in Rishut Rabbim, on which the top of the pole has a basket. Why would somebody put a basket on top of a pole? Beyond me. Vinia Barosho Tfastal.
With the green and yellow.
Vizorak Vinach Al-Gabav, and you throw a ball and it lands on top of the basket, chayav, because it's considered to be carrying from Rishut HaRabim into Rishut HaYachid. So now, how is it that Ravina simply ignores Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda? I understand you see, but Davka explaining it, Shlok Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda. Says the Gemara, no, wait a second, over here, there's no comparison between the two cases, excuse me. Afikotem Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda. Hatam Hadran Mechitzata. Is it not true that the basket, in the case of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, extends completely around? If I take that now, mechitza down, using the concept of guda pit mechitzata, stretch the mechitza down to the ground, do I have a kosher mechitza? I have a kosher mechitza, no. In this case, I don't have a mechitza that goes all around. I got a branch of a tree, which I was chokekin lahashim. You want to put together two different dinner. First of all, chokekin lahashim. Secondly, let's make pretend that the chokek in lahashlim therefore now has a solid and clear-cut mechitz at the edge, which it doesn't have, and add that together with the mechitz in the basket, and have the whole thing come down, and make, come on, man. Over there, even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would be made, I don't have any real mechitz over here, because I don't have a mukam arba, that's mukaf mechitz that I can now draw down to the bottom. So, memela, I do not have the problem of it's being in a real reshut hayachid. But I don't need it to be in a Rishut HaYachid to address Rav Yehuda's issue of not having an Erev suspended in midair. It's not suspended in midair. It's on a Mokam Arba Al Arba. Who asked you to look what the Mokam Arba Al Arba is suspended on? Lamaisa, it's all relative, as we know. So the fact that we're walking on the top of a volcano, it feels solid. That's what's important. And so therefore, over here, the Kalkala helps us to have a kosher Erev. It's not suspended, it's not in a different rishus, I'm able to bring it to me, everything is wonderful and happy until the volcano goes off. So Hatam Hadran Mechitzat over there, the Mechitzot go all around. Over here, you're going to have to come on to Pekikin Lahashlim. We don't have a Mechitzat that goes all around. You're questioning why the din of Asar HaTfachim creates Rishuyas. We learn it out from the Mishkan. We have Mechitzas there. We have Alalach and Moshe Mishinai. That Asar HaTfachim is considered to be a different Rishuyas. That's what's Mechalik Rishuyas Liatzmi. Next thing you're going to want is the women's section to have a Mechitza going up to the sky, you know. I'll put your name up on it. You'll never hear the end of this. You better not give me problems. Well, the truth is, if you take a look at your kamin ma'ake on a roof or a mechitza, it's ten tefachim. I mean, in other words, the natural sense of people, what consists of a barrier, a police barrier, and so on, is 10 fucking high. According to Chazon Ish, it's close to a meter, 90 centimeters. Amar disagrees with the whole approach of Ravina. He takes an easy way out. What's his easy way out? Shaine kalkala ho'il v'yachol natuta ule'i v'yat letov asara. Brilliant solution. He doesn't like Ravina's. Ravina is reading in so much. It's absolutely amazing. I'm going to change the case. That the second case was talking about that it only has Asra with the. I mean, it only has Arbalabra with the Kalkalabika. Whoa. Isn't it Mash, but it's the same case, except you added the Kalkala. And Rebbe is saying, and if you have a Kalkala, then it's okay. So, I said, well, how do we come up with this whole new fancy analysis? Says Rebbe, I mean, it's very simple. If Lamaisa, you've got no way of taking the Eruv into your Rishos, so then it's not a kosher Eruv. We said, you have to have access to your Eruv, or else it's going to be, we're going to look at it as being in a different place. You can't bring it to your place. It's not a kosher Eruv. But if the Eruv is inside of a Kalkala, the Kalkala offers us all types of interesting options. Why? Because you could always bend the Kalkala a bit. Now, once you tilt it, if you hold, as Tosis explains, that Agat Kli Shmei Agat, so now what would that mean? That in tilting it, I didn't do an Issur D'oraisa. Because it's still Mechubar on the other end to where it was before. But Lamaisa in tilting it, aha! Since I tilted it, so now my Eruv is no longer in the Rishon Hayachid, because now it's Lamata Me'asara Tvachim. It's no longer Tvachim. So now, once I did that, I could always get my Eruv out of there. Yeah, of course, there might be a problem of doing such things with Chatchila, but not Bein HaShmashot, right? And this is Rebbe, so it's very simple. Rebbe says, if you've got the option of tilting the basket, so then there's no problem, because those little lights don't go on until after Meyer. Okay, so therefore, until then, it would be perfectly okay. Then you got to kosher it. Everything is mechubar. I mean, why do you think they have 4x4s when they do building? Oh, only because the makom kosher is our baal harbas. There's no question. That's it. So therefore, hol v'yochol not total v'yabatoch asarad. Wonderful.
What's the picture? The bottom of the basket is. Beforehand
was above asarad. Yeah, but you know what? A basket that's hanging on just the edge over there.
Not be lower than the bottom.
It can be
it's a basket, and then you can tilt the basket.
The bottom of the basket has to be above
a beautiful picture.
The bottom of the basket has to be above a star.
He goes by the 40-inch one, that's for sure.
Right, but the bottom of the basket has to be above a star.
The Chazanish.
The
Chazanish points out that the tilting shouldn't really change anything. Because the only reason that the basket was considered to be part of Rishus HaYachid was because it's Chorei Rishus HaYachid. Chorei Rishus HaYachid. Right? Doesn't have a shear on it, but since it's and used by the people in Rishut HaYachid, so it's the same. It's a shelf in Rishut HaYachid, but doesn't have Arba al-Arba. It's fine.
Fine,
usually to use that shelf. It's all considered to be part of Rishut HaYachid.
Okay.
But by the same token, if you tilt it, it doesn't lose its din of Chorei Rishut HaYachid. Bishleibov was Rishut b'fnei atzmo, which is not what we've been saying all along. Fine, you could say. It's still mechubar on one side, but that wasn't the point. The point was all along it was chorei rishus hayachid.
Even if you pull it down below 10,
that's an issue that doesn't. Yeah, so that's an issue that doesn't seem to really add up over here all that well, unless you tell me that once it's tilted and I have to stick my hand in it, so on and so forth, it's no longer considered to be easily used by the people in rishus hayachid. So it loses its din of chayrim, and that's not part of the not mechubar to rishus hayachid at all. Is remember, the whole point is very. What's added by the Natiya? It's Tosis who explains, well, it's really Mechubar, so therefore it's considered to be Agat Kli, and the Agat Kli is what makes it not an Issur D'oraisa to tilt it. So there may be other mechanisms that are at work over here. In other words, if the tilting removes its din of Chayri Rishas Hayachid, so now you're moving a Karmelit. We had that whole question back in the beginning of Shabbos, because the basket itself is a Karmelit. So if you take a Karmelit out of Rishut HaYachid, remember that was a question. That was a case where you were Zorak Kaveret, that whole issue. If you throw a Rishut, I mean, that's another way of learning the whole sugya, is that I'm moving a Rishut now instead of actually moving the Eruv. Okay, so then I'm able to bring it in. Yosef Rav Papa, the Karmel HaShemite, so Rav Papa was sitting, saying over this whole interesting limud over here. So Yisvei Rav Bar Shva Rav Papa. So Rav Bar Shva had a kasha on this, and he asked Rav Papa as follows. In a case where a guy wants to have an Eruv that's kosher for 2 days, he's got Erev Shabbos, which is Yantav, so he needs to have his Erev on Yantav, he wants to walk, and then he has his Shabbos. Now what does he do? Remember that what Rabbi Yirmiyah has said is something very interesting. Rabbi Yirmiyah has said that the conditions at the actual time of the Eruv don't allow you, but you rise to get your Eruv. Right? Because Labaisa, it's in Rishus HaYachid, you're in Rishus HaRav. You're saying, but theoretically, There's a way in which I could have turned that Rishis HaYachid by bending the Kalkala into a Karmeliet, and therefore I wouldn't have a problem now or in time. Whatever the case is, I wouldn't have a problem of getting it. Right? No, wait. Just hold on a second. So in other words, what you're saying is that what could be is enough for an error. Until now, all of the cases that we had were not what could be cases. It was that in the current circumstances, as they exist, I have no problem getting to my Erev. So despite the fact that I didn't move my Erev, I understand that's not what could be. That's what is. Right now, I have access to my Erev. The way things are, I don't have access to my Erev. You're telling me I could change the setup so it becomes now a different Rishos. No. That's a tremendous finish, Rabbi Yirmiyahu. I've got to finish that. According to that, why don't we always have the potential of creating virtual Erevs? I could have brought my Erev here. So why do I need to even bring an Erev here?
That's what they don't
require. So then the same thing would be true over here. But it's a question of how far. This is a wild case. But the case that's given of Erev Yontif and Erev Shabbos seems to violate this Svar of Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Because it says over there, Ketzad hu oseh, so what does he do under the circumstances where he needs the Erev to be useful for 2 days? So what he does is, Molicho b'rishon, he brings it over there on the first day, on Erev Yontif. And he sits there, waits with the Erev until Yontif is chal. Now he's got a kosher Erev on Yontif. He can't just leave it there because the cats are going to get it, obviously. Okay, so but he can bring it home. Not lo balo. Since Lamaisa today, it's Yontif. Yeah, so he carries it, fine. So let him now go ahead and bring his back home. And then the next day, which is Erev Shabbos, towards the end of Yontif, Balo Bashini comes back on Friday, which is Yantiv, right before Shabbos, puts down the Erev, Machshikalav, waits. He can't carry it home, but at least he can eat it. If he's hungry, I mean, he doesn't have to eat it. He could leave it there for the cats if he's an animal lover. But he's Va'ochlo, if he feels like eating it, he can eat it. And Ubalo, and then he can go back home, and everything is Beseder, and there's no problem. Now, but what you're telling me is he has to get the Erev there. We don't say that he could virtually get the Erev, since if he wanted to, he could get the Erev there. Nobody suggests if he wanted to, it was a good enough reason. If he left it there, it would still be there. Okay, but I mean, he's assuming the cats are going to get to it, right?
Yeah. The Erev down properly.
No, the Erev has to be existence for the second day.
Wait, if you eat it the first day.
No, he didn't eat it.
He took it home.
I know, but if he did eat it.
I mean, he only had it good for them.
He'd have to make another Erev.
Because at the time of the Chalos of Shabbos, he's really back home. But that's the problem. Who cares if he's really back home? You're saying, I mean, Rav Yirmiyahu is saying, well, who cares if it's really in Rishut HaYachid? Let's reduce this ad absurdum. I mean, Tainus Rav Bar Shvat Rav Papa. The Erev is in a trust fund, okay? Suppose the guy lives now at the bottom of the tree. Which is what you're saying. Lives in the bottom of the tree. His Erev is inaccessible, but it could be accessible. Okay, let's make it a little better. Let's put the Erev a mile away. Right? Now, it could be accessible, because you could still walk there and get to it and put an Erev there. But you didn't. Rav Yirmiyahu said, well, that doesn't matter. But you could have. I mean, so why don't we just throw out the whole cookie? I mean, what's the problem? We always have virtual Erevs. As long as you would be able to get there and put your Erev there, doesn't matter if you're actually there or not. And look at all of this, Gigi. Here we're making up this whole thing. The guy's got to come out, and Erev Shabbos, he's got to walk over to it. Understand? Rav Yirmiyahu says he doesn't have to really do it. He just has to be able to do it. And good. He's able to do it. So am I. Name a kiva di boy am to ye. Since if he wanted to, he could have gotten his Erev there. So it's the same thing as the Traskel. If he wanted to, he could have bent the Traskel. What's the difference between bending the Traskel and walking the mile? Can you explain that to me? It's exactly the same thing. So name it, even the Iboyam Tuye, Motsi Mantile. So then Afagav Deloyam Taye, Kamandam Tayegami. Even though he never got his Erev there, the fact that he could have gotten his Erev there is sufficient. Explain to me when this virtual possibility, when is exactly do you draw the line? Any Erev that I could get to the place of my Erev is a good enough Erev. That's what you're saying. I mean, it's absurd. We might as well give up on all day. Very strange. How long the Rabbi Yirmiyahu is telling us?
The founder of the reform movement.
Okay, so we're left with that exciting.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, this is major. I mean, we got to see how far we're going to take because the truth. No, we ain't going to.
What about Kazari?